You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as we always do, with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at markets and other developments in that range. Thanks so much, Uncle David. Lovely to have you on the show, as always. We got CPI data out of South Africa, a little hotter than expected. Inflation has been doing that in basically all economies around the world. Any surprises that stood out to you from today's data?
No, not at all. I think it was expected. And it's more related to the increase in petrol prices or fuel prices rather than anything dramatic. I don't think it's going to have any influence on the Saab's decision tomorrow. You know, we're still expecting a quarter point reduction. I think that's a bit mean. We could do a little bit more. But I think we need a bit more. But I suppose for the meantime, ahead of Black Friday, ahead of the spending area, that little 0.25% will make some kind of difference. But Jimmy, it's still a big discussion. I don't think anybody can get in touch or on the better of inflation. No one quite understands why inflation globally is holding up where it is. In at the moment, particularly in the United States, I think we're still feeling the effects of COVID. No one's really got on top of it, and I don't think you're going to get any textbook that explains where it is. So yeah, we have to battle through it. And they've got this ridiculous story of saying, oh, well, we've got to wait for 2%. And it's all I'm talking the US, it's become 2%, and here it's going to be 3%, you know. So what do you do if it's 3.25? Well, maybe not. So.
Uncle David, any chance we don't get a rate cut because of things like the uncertain inflation?
No. I think that will be a pretty poor decision. The rand is, the rand's been very strong. Yes, it's not strengthening from where it is now. Oil prices. You want to see oil prices today? WTI, what, $59? Brent, $63. Oil prices have come down. So I think there's plenty of scope for us to actually reduce rates. You know, I don't think inflation is a massive threat. I know we've got the 3% target. We've reduced that. But I think you've also got to give a little, before you get to that as well. And so, I would like to see more than that, half a percent of this.
When do we get to that point, Uncle David? Do we wait for the new year? Do we wait to see if situations get better? I mean, we basically came out of one of our strongest midterm budget policy statements, and out of that we saw the ratings agencies decide to upgrade, Standard & Poor's upgraded South Africa. We even got the rand dipping below 17 rand and touching 16.95. But I want to get a sense of what needs to happen for us to sustain those levels.
I think it's going to be global, also global markets. We're watching the US very, very closely. I believe that Powell has to do something as well. I'm taking a lead from some of the, the consumer numbers that are coming out, results from, for example, Home Depot yesterday, which is an iconic company. It's a DIY company. And, the CEO made a statement that people are not spending. They're not, they're very concerned. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. And it's a very important element of the market. Growth, housing, it's an incredibly important part. And rates are still too high for people to take the risk. So as long as they remain at those kind of levels and don't get on top of it, growth is going to remain pretty muted. So I think it's very important sometimes to look at things outside of being obsessed with a number, 2%. And Jimmy, to be honest, what is the inflation number? It's made up of a whole basket of things, that are concocted by some kind of economists. So I like to feel the pulse of an economy and work around that. But I'm an accountant. I'm not an economist. So take it from whence it comes.
Well, I suppose that there is some logic to that, Uncle David. I mean, there's no point strangling an economy that is already struggling to get along and struggling to get by. Giving a bit of leeway and letting go of the reins a little could potentially do more good than harm if it is done strategically. Uncle David, let's take a look at some of the market reactions. I mean, commodity prices, like you said, the Brent crude price, oil prices, they've moderated themselves. They've sorted themselves out. The gold price has now bounced well back above that $4,000 an ounce level. We saw a lot of market participants fearing the worst when we got down to 3,950, forgetting that we had done almost 100% increase over the last year. How do we start to differentiate between moderation, slight pullback, slight market corrections, and whether or not markets can then turn bearish? I know we're still very much bullish on the market.
Tonight is Nvidia's result, and that could kind of really be a dramatic effect on the market. I think it's terrible that we're relying on one business, one company. I know it's an important company. It's the most important in America, valued at $4.6 trillion, and it's a leader in AI and artificial intelligence. But the market is so highly, it's so finely tuned that if they miss slightly, you can have a 6, 7, 8% move in the wrong direction. I mean, it's crazy. When you're running a business, you should be under that kind of pressure every quarter. So I think we will take our lead from what is happening in the United States. Hopefully Nvidia come out and meet expectations or beat it slightly in that. And also that the Fed starts to play ball. I think that we will start to see rate cuts there more dramatic next year in the United States. Of course, there'll be a new Fed governor, new governors on the board that will vote for lower rates. And I think then we will start to follow. Once America gives us a lead, we can start to follow and start to reduce rates. I think when's our next meeting? At the end of, January and then March, yeah. So besides the one that's coming out tomorrow, then that's when the next two are. So hopefully there's some more good news there. But I don't see this bubble, and I don't see a complete collapse of confidence in markets simply because Nvidia misses results. it's still an incredible business. Huge sales. Why it should come down simply because they miss expectations. I think the market is gearing themselves for this so-called bubble and say, see, this is not so great. This isn't a fad, I think it's more important than that.
Markets can truly convince themselves of anything, and we will, as market participants, wait and see how they decide to move before making the next moves. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks, as always, for the time. Sasfin Wealth, David Shapiro, joining us to take a look at market movements, interest rate decisions, and perhaps market factors that might affect us going into the new year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.